When legendary singer Judy Collins appears in the WNED-TV studios this Thursday night, it will not be her first visit through Western New York. There's a young
man that I know. I went through Niagara Falls when I was moving to Connecticut from Colorado and Chicago in 1961. I was so smitten with the falls, with that beautiful historic place up there, and Buffalo's been very good to me. I've sung there a lot, and over the years I've sung with your symphony, Flying Hands I've sung at, so I've developed a long relationship with Buffalo audiences. Someone is on your side.
No one is alone. Collins extends that relationship with Western New York with a live appearance at WNED to present her new PBS featured show, Judy Collins, A Love Letter to Stephen Sondheim. Accompanied by a full symphony and a concert recorded in May of this year, Judy Collins shows off her still impressive range as she rolls through the Sondheim songbook. Green finch and linnet bird, nightingale, blackbird, how is it you sing? The program also puts into perspective the Judy Collins-Stephen Sondheim relationship that dates back over four decades.
Well, I was fortunate enough to find Send in the Clowns in 1974 and recorded it, and of course it became the first and I guess the only top 10 hit of Sondheim's songs, although goodness sakes, I'm hoping that from my new repertoire of Sondheim songs I can do it for him again somewhere. Isn't it rich?
Are we a pair? Your voice. It sounds like it's still in fine form. How have you kept it? And how would you characterize it? Is it stronger now? Do you have more range?
Oh, much stronger, much more flexible, and much more dependable. As it's gone along, I've had very good fortune and had wonderful training. You know, that's part of the secret is to find a great teacher and then stick with them, which I was able to do for about 3 decades. And I think that is, if there is a secret to why I sing the way I sing today, that's it. Now I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you?
According to Judy Collins, she's recorded another 16 of Sondheim's songs. It's the latest in a long body of work she has done with legendary songwriters like Woody Guthrie, Bob Dylan, and the recently deceased Leonard Cohen.
I have a personal history with Leonard. So when he came to New York to play me his songs, nobody knew him. I heard the songs. I said, wow. I was finishing up an album called In My Life. I put two of them on that album, which bolted Suzanne into, as they would say nowadays, it went viral. Suzanne takes you down to a place by the river. It's been a very deep relationship, a very close relationship, and like everybody else, you know, I'm devastated that he's gone.
Well, I'm sorry for your loss in that regard.
Thank you.
Judy Collins appears live in the WNED-TV studios this Thursday night at 7:30 when she presents Judy Collins, A Love Letter to Stephen Sondheim. Goes and flows of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's clouds elude.
don't know.